Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 99, The Promised Helper. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. John 14:26. Let that verse land for a second. Jesus is hours away from the cross. His disciples are frightened, grieving, completely undone, and it is right there, at their most vulnerable, that he makes this promise. Not a small promise. The promise that they would not be left alone. Not ever. And neither will you. Before he went, Jesus looked at those terrified men and said, "The Father is going to send someone, a helper, a comforter. And this helper is not a vague spiritual energy, not an impersonal force drifting through the universe." Jesus said, "He, a person, the very Spirit of God, coming to live with you, in you, every single day of your life." Feel the weight of that, the presence of the living God, not dropping in occasionally, not reserved for the big moments only, dwelling. Settled, constant. That is the inheritance of everyone who belongs to Christ. And this Spirit does two things. This verse makes unmistakably clear. First, he teaches. When you open the Bible, maybe tired, maybe distracted, maybe not even sure what you're looking for, he opens your understanding. This is not just reading. This is revelation. The greatest teacher who has ever existed is not in a seminary or a library. He lives inside you. And second, he reminds, you know that verse that rises to the surface at exactly the right moment? In the middle of a hard decision, in the grip of anxiety, when you genuinely don't know which way to turn, and a word from Scripture surfaces, quiet but certain, clear and firm, that is not coincidence. That is the Holy Spirit doing precisely what Jesus promised. He brings the truth back when you need it most. But there's one more thing here I don't want you to miss. Jesus said, "The Father sends the Spirit in His name." Everything the Spirit does points back to Christ. He did not come to draw attention to himself. He came to draw us closer to Jesus, to keep reminding us of Jesus, to shape us more and more into the likeness of Jesus. There is a holy beauty and order to that which fills me with reverence every time I read it. So let me ask you honestly, have you been cultivating that friendship? Because that's what it is, a friendship. The Holy Spirit can be known. He can be heard. He can be loved. He is not a doctrine to examine from a safe distance. He is a person to walk closely with. So here is what I'm asking you to do today. One thing, simple and real. Before breakfast, before your phone, before anything else, open John 14:26. Read it again, slowly, and pray one line. Holy Spirit, teach me one thing today. That's it. Said with faith. Said with expectation. Because he promised to teach, and he keeps every promise he makes. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.